Welcome to the Connected Spirit Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Dawson. I'm a professional psychic medium and mentor. In this show, I'll be sharing my personal experiences as an intuitive and discussing my journey with mediumship development. But that's not all. I'll also be bringing in guests to talk about fascinating topics like near-death experiences, spiritual awakenings, astral traveling, encounters with interdimensional beings, energy healing, and more. Together through open and honest conversations, we'll challenge the way we think and support one another. My hope is that these discussions will help you connect with your own spirit and feel seen and validated in your experiences. So join me as we dive into inspiring conversations that are going to push boundaries and encourage personal growth. Get ready to explore new perspectives and embrace the power of connection. All right, let's dive into this week's episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Connected Spirit Podcast. So excited to have my next guest here on the show. Her name is Jackie Kenner. She's a psychic medium, mentor, author, and she's also the host of the Connections with Jackie podcast. She helps people communicate with the spirit world and create clear and consistent connections through her courses, her books, and one-on-one mentorships. Jackie, thank you so much for being on the show. It's so such an honor. I love you. I love your work. I love your philosophy, and I love what you really stand for. So could you maybe tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. Well, first, thank you for having me on. I'm a fan of yours as well, so it's an honor to be on here with, I feel like, a pea in the same pod, potentially. So I think you covered it really well. I am a medium and offer mentorship programs. I'm also working on my third book and have made a ton of courses. And yeah, that was a perfect summary. I work with people through one-on-one connection sessions. Some people just want to come to me to get help tuning into what I call the living unseen. Or then there are people who come to me who want that mentorship either for enhancing their own abilities or because they have kind of unique offerings or esoteric offerings as a business and they want help growing and scaling.
So tell me, how did you get into working in the spiritual art and then becoming a mentor to people who are wanting to grow a successful spiritual-based business?
It all happened through a lot of resistance.
I get it.
I was on a corporate path in New York City. I was doing really well in my career, and I wasn't too unhappy. You know, some people are really unhappy there. Yes. I wasn't too unhappy. I was uncomfortable. I started realizing, like, okay, financially, I am in a good place. I have great friends. I'm healthy. My job is great. I was working for a great company and I couldn't find comfort. I wasn't comfortable. And so what that translated for me was I was going out a lot and kind of having a little too much fun drinking or doing other things. Just to feel that inner comfort. And I'll summarize it in one day. There was a one-day event where I left my office. I was working in Chelsea, New York City. I walked over to the water and I sat down and I started having a conversation. And halfway through the conversation, I realized I am talking to something. I'm talking to something. So okay. Obviously I believe it and I can no longer deny it. And I said to them, what do you want me to do? Because you're making me so uncomfortable that even though on paper, you know, kind of a story a lot of us experience, things are looking good, I'm just at war inside myself. And they said, we want you to follow us. We want you to trust this. We want you to use it to help other people. My immediate response, I don't know if you can relate to this, but I don't want to hurt anyone.
Yes.
And they said, you're going to hurt people because the truths hurt. But we promise we'll work in the highest and best truths. And that's actually a prayer I still use at the beginning of every session. Please bring forward the highest and best truth. Something about it was so raw and honest that I thought, I can accept that. I can accept that response. I walked back to my office and I left. I went on what I called an unplanned path of like, I know that this isn't it. And I believe in myself that there is something else. And I don't know if this is common, but for me, I knew I was going to make it work. I knew that I was going to have a career out of it. I knew I was going to be prosperous. I knew that I didn't have problems with making good money. I knew that I want wealth in the hands of spiritually focused people. Mm-hmm. And that I wanted to be one of those people. I did not know how. I just knew and I trusted it. And even though it was wild and outside of the norm, it's one of the most empowered moments of my life when I accepted it and said, all right, let's do this. All right, here we go. Scary.
Yeah.
Also, like, talk about building that inner trust in yourself and confidence. It's more than inner trust in myself. It was trust in the spirit world.
And that's so powerful what you're talking about, Jackie, because there's so many of us that have had these spiritual experiences. And there's like this defining moment where we're really kind of at this crossroads or this fork in the road. And we have to look at ourselves and overcome our insecurities and our deepest fears and go, are we going to say, I'm going to let this hold me back, or I'm going to step into my calling? And that's exactly what you did. And you're inspiring other people to do this as well, which is, I feel so incredible. It's empowering. And are you finding, like, when you start working with people, that they're at the same path or same point in their journey that you found yourself in? And so at that point, you find yourself like, hey, honey, I know, I've been there. And you've got these lived experiences that can actually help them through. It's really kind of like a hurdle, right? But it's more than that.
I call them blocks, doubts, and fears, because it usually fits in one of those categories. The blocks, doubts, and fears.
Yes.
So it's been my mentorship took a pivot probably about 18 months ago after the first book that I worked on came out.
Yeah.
So prior to that, I was working exclusively with people who knew they had abilities and wanted to enhance them. And that was the entire mentorship was about everything I did that made my abilities better and then working through the blocks, doubts, and fears.
Yeah.
There was a pivot, though, because books, I'm going to talk money, books generate income. And I was shocked. So these books were bringing in $50,000 a year. Yeah. You should write a book.
I know.
And they're not even, like, the first one wasn't even mine. It was me helping a friend get his story out. And then the second one is we co-authored the book. And then the third one will be all my story about how I got here. And what I found was something about putting that out there. And then I've got courses going at the same time and not charging a ridiculous amount for medium sessions, you know, doing what I believe is fair and worthy of my time.
Yeah.
My income started growing. Notice the people coming in through the funnel for the mentorship were like, I want you to teach me that, how to live in my truth, how to do authentic work with integrity, and how to make money, wealth, put wealth in power. There's this big pivot where I started doing more business coaching, which I can't separate from my spiritual self and from my intuitive teachings. You're going to get all of it. But I noticed that once my business took that shape, then I was attracting that same type of person in. Well, the funny thing about the books is that I put the first one out right before I went on a honeymoon. And then the second one came out in my maternity leave, and I just wasn't watching the money. I had no idea. And when I was coming out of maternity leave, I pulled the report and looked at the books, and I was like, these are making $50,000 a year. One, how did I not notice that?
Yeah.
Two, I just had no idea. And so I was so excited. I was sharing with, you know, my fellow business lady colleagues and saying, like, this is a real thing. Like, this is the most genuine, heartfelt piece of literature I've ever contributed to. And it's bringing in money. And I think it's important for people like us to consider, because you can only offer one-on-one sessions so much.
Yes.
And even if you're really good, like, I find for myself 2 a day is my max for me to not
me
start
too.
Blurring. Yeah. I don't want to blur who I'm talking to, who's here for who. I need that downtime. I need my own personal time. And so what does that look like financially for you if that's all you do?
Yeah.
But there are other people in plenty of other services. Like, one of my first non-psychic clients was a lash technician. And she's like, I can only do so many lashes and brows in a day, but I know that I want to continue doing this. And I said, okay, so what, this is where the spiritual side of it really kicks in. What is your truth? What do you want to do? How do you feel about advertising? How do you feel about sales? Do you want to be a magnet and attract? Do you want to put yourself out there? And it is so different for everyone. And then the second tier of that is, what do you want to create and share with the world? how would you like to grow? Is it a little training course? Is it a manual? Is it an insiders group where you can assess people's work and give your recommendations? We all have these highly valuable, unique signatures of the essence of who we are that translates through our work. And I just realized that this doesn't have to be restricted to people with psychic abilities. It can be anyone who really wants to stay in their truth and their alignment and grow what they're doing so that they can have a nice life from it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's empowering because there's so many people out there that don't identify as psychic or a medium or an intuitive, but yet at their core essence, they all have that natural intuitive abilities. And if we can bridge that gap, like normalizing, tapping into it, it allows us to align with our soul purpose and create abundance for ourselves without burning ourselves out.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
There's this story, this analogy that I love. I went to yoga training 15 years ago. And when I was in there, I wanted to do it to teach yoga. But there were people in there who just wanted to do it to extend their personal practice. And I remember thinking, wow, that's interesting. So you're here, you're going to invest all this time and money because you want to be better at it. And then I remember this one woman in there with me. I loved her to pieces. Her work started getting better. She started getting more healthy.
Yeah.
She met her dream man. They got married. She started her own practice. And it's because of what she was learning about the yoga personally. And mediumship and psychic abilities are no different. You don't have to want to go be a medium or go be an intuitive reader. Although if you do, that's amazing. I love it. You should do it.
Yeah.
But you can harness what you're learning to create a life that is in your authentic alignment, which I know those are kind of like new agey words, but you really tune in, you get to know yourself, you work with the clear guidance around you, and you watch your dreams unfold because you are magnetically attracting them because of what you've become.
100%.
Everyone can benefit from enhancing their abilities. You don't have to want to offer it as a service. You can just watch what it does for your life and know that it is totally worth it. And we're all natural in doing it, and we're trained out of it, in my opinion.
Totally. Why do you think that is?
I mean, it's kind of that one-liner, a disempowered population is easy to control.
Preach. You guys have that on the Connected Spirit podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That brings in like a whole other topic, right? Why people are holding themselves back. Why do you think so? Why do you think people stay, or like in your experience and in your work, why do you think people hold back from embracing their brilliance, their, I'm going to say, spiritual aspect and that part of them that desires success, but there's fear around it?
Well, you said a lot of things that happen. So I'm going to try to remember one and unpack them a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think that Hollywood, which teaches us that what's going to impact you more, the fairy that appears and gives you guidance or watching The Exorcist?
Totally.
You're going to remember The Exorcist forever because it's so scary. And it teaches you that the unseen is occult. It is you risk connecting to evil things, that it's demons, that it's the devil's work.
Yeah.
It teaches us that. So I have my own feelings about aliens and ultra-dimensional beings, but it teaches us that they're bad, that they're going to do really terrible things to you. Certainly not that they're loving guides and can really help you.
Yeah.
So we're taught from a very young age that, you know, you could just bucket all of this into the supernatural or unseen are risk. You're taking a huge risk if you work with them.
Yeah.
Then our imagination is dumbed down. And you're told, oh, that's just your imagination. If somebody says to me, how do I know that it's not just my imagination? I say, yes, your imagination is God. You're telling me that you have the ability to visualize something that's offering you loving guidance and to see it through your third eye, and you're worried about this? Yes, it is your imagination because you are made to image and then manifest and then create. And so yep. I think that we dumb down the imagination, and our imagination, it is the unseen. However, we get images fed to us that take over our thoughts. And then we worry that those are our imagination, and they're not. Those are not. So what I'm talking about here is viewing things, reading things, swiping things, seeing things. And then when you go to connect and that's still flashing through your head, you probably need to do a little bit more work to ground yourself and get to neutral so that when you are tuning in, it's actually yours and not something that's been fed to you through propaganda programming intentionally. Mm-hmm. So I tell people you can feel your imagination because it's not scary.
Yeah.
It's almost neutral.
Yep, absolutely.
It's exciting. And I could answer 1,000 reasons on why this is done to us.
That's a big one. I think you've unpacked a ton and it makes so much sense, right? And this is where I really love having these inspired conversations, because if we can start looking at the world that we live in, it really is the matrix that's programming. I personally feel it's like a computer program, and it's got all of this information that is being fed to us. And if we are so disconnected from our own soul, we are going to be in the matrix and being deceived by it. When really I feel a part of our soul journey here is the liberation of the soul, the liberation of the mind. And there's so many people in the spiritual community, Jackie, that talk about, you know, this interconnectedness. Well, there is. We are all life. Unseen is still alive, doesn't have to have a physical form. We are all connected. So how in that can there be evil, if you will? I mean, I've had some unpleasant experiences, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. But, you know, there's some shit out there. But I mean, not all of them has malicious intent. I don't believe so. You know, even when you start talking about interdimensional beings, honey, I didn't even know about this stuff till like 5 or 6 years ago, until I started having some experiences. There was some weird shit that was going on. And then I had this incredible healing when I went for Reiki, and there was this being, I don't even know what I would call it, but it honestly looked like an avatar, like from the movie, but similar, but different. Mm-hmm. And I had the most incredible healing and peace that I've ever had in my life. And the healing energy was so intense. My body felt like it was vibrating. Like if you were to take a tuning fork, hit it and put it in water, and the water vibrates, that's how my whole body felt. And I had so much unconditional love and peace that was being sent to me from this being. I go, okay, there's another shift. There's another shift where the matrix, that programming, that propaganda, all of those deceitful lies. I mean, God, we're going back to religious stuff. We're going to save it for another show. I'm a recovered Christian. Okay? I'm not going there. But it's interesting, though, when I feel like spirit. Girl, we're drinking out of pink cups, too.
Mm.
Look at that.
You're so loved.
Oh, mine's spicy.
Listen, it's not my husband, yeah.
Oh, there you go. But isn't it cool, though, how we can have these ideas and then something will come along the way and go, nope, that needs to shift. Nope, that's limiting you. Nope, you need to look at this in a different way. It's so cool. So for people who are at this point in the life where they are ready for success, how would you say, look, this is how you can start tapping into your intuitive abilities to move you in the direction of magnetism and embracing your gifts and becoming abundant?
The formula, the modules are similar, but the order, I think, is different on an individual level. But one of the first things that I like to work with people on is I'm like, get a post-it and write, you are capable.
Mm.
You are capable, because we're told in so many ways that you're not capable of managing your own finances. You're not capable of taking care of your own property. You need to hire people. You're not capable of talking to God. You need to go to church and do it through someone. You know, there's all these things. And it's like, if you break away from that and you start to tell yourself you're capable, you're going to have these people telling you, are you sure? Be careful. What makes you think you can, et cetera. So my second thing is build a small but strong community around you that is giving you proof otherwise. So I always tell, I do work with a few men, but mostly ladies, I say, get proof that what you want is possible in front of you every single day. So read a book, find someone, follow them, watch a show, whatever it is, get that proof in front of you. So we got to start there. I am capable. Here's proof. These are very earth-based sayings, but they're important because we are these spiritual essences in these human earth bodies. So we got to work with both. And then this is what's funny. I would love to know if I can teach my process for connecting in 4 simple steps. And anyone can do it because we're all created to connect. We're all created to tap in and receive guidance. I will spend 6 months with someone getting them through the blocks, doubts, and fears. So the connection ability is possible for everyone. It's building that trust. It's getting you through those moments when you're questioning. It's getting you through all of those fears. It's getting you to try it. Yeah. And see what the outcome is. It's teaching that you have a direct connection to this loving guidance and that it's trustworthy, and trying it in a small bite size so that you're building this slow confidence so that later when it comes to the really big things, you know the vibration of true guidance and you can trust it like that.
I love that. And how would you suggest, like, people when they are getting comfortable and really embracing their intuitive abilities, how do you suggest that they integrate that into making business decisions or creating business strategies?
I think it's always helpful to look. You're putting me on the spot, so I want to make sure.
That's okay. That's okay.
I always say, I want you to envision your dream week or day, or what does that look like that you're doing? Because like there's 1,000 strategies out there, and the thing is they all work. You know, like I can say, you know what, just go run ads to your podcast. You're going to grow your following. You're going to sell your, you know, and you can do that. But if you don't like the idea of bringing in cold strangers and making sales to people you never connect with, you will do it. You will make money and you will feel incomplete. You'll feel false. Mm-hmm. You'll feel flat. But if you say, I want to really deeply connect with and mentor on an individual level, which is what I predominantly like to do, then I say, okay, we build backwards from there so that when you're achieving and reaching your version of success, you're growing, you're feeling alive, you're vibrating, you're having what I call a crystalline restructure, which is that feeling I think you got, like you're literally having a crystalline restructure in your body from this entity. But this can happen through our successes, through our endeavors, through our connections with people. And what happens is you live more and more in your authentic truth and you vibrate more powerfully. And then it just keeps coming in and keeps coming in. This is why people who achieve inauthentic success have meltdowns. They have breakdowns. It doesn't last. They lose their money. They get addicted to drugs, whatever it is. It's because while their success was growing, their vibration was going down, down, down. So I like to really connect with my clients or anyone I'm working with, their dream, you know, what makes their heart expand, and build backwards from there so that they're it's only going to compound as they go for it.
I love that. And it's so true. People can want success, but if you emotionally and energetically can't hold space for that, it is not going to be sustainable. And you know, it's interesting because you've touched on so many topics. I'm like, oh my God, but this here, this.
And now
it's just like firing. Because if you look at businesses, like in the first year, look how many of them are not successful. You cannot tell me that energetics don't play a part in that. Of course they do. Yeah. Of course they do. When you start shifting your mindset, when you start your inner healing, when you start removing your blockages, your fears, and your doubts and all of that, you shift your energy, you shift your magnetism, and you create that space where you can hold that. And even in my own mentorship, I notice with people, they want to make 5 figures and 6 figures. They can do all of the actionable steps, but there's almost like this fear of holding back. Okay, that's what you want, but you have to be able to hold that and sustain that. So there's lots more than just, I want to make the money.
Yeah.
This is deep stuff. Because we want it to be long lasting, because that's the whole point of life. We are looking at the parts of us that are being revealed so they can be healed, so we can create magnetism and abundance in our life not just the dollar signs, guys, when you're here, guys and gals, when you're hearing this, but abundance in our soul and our mind. And I love how you talk about you want to feel aligned with your clients. You don't want to feel like you're just taking money and there's nothing behind it, if that makes sense, right?
Yes, definitely.
And that's the same with me. I mean, especially when we start looking at multi-passionate people, they want to spread themselves really, really thin. And I know there's a term in marketing, everybody seems to be on the bandwagon of it, like niching. But there's so much value in it, though, too, in the sense that, okay, let's get really clear on what we want to do. Because if you're so spread thin, where's your energy being dispersed? And can you hold that? I actually think that's more challenging, but that's a whole other topic, too.
I think it's a worthwhile topic because I see this with my business ladies. And what I've noticed is niche down first, nail it, then add another stream. Yeah. Niche down first, nail it, then add another stream. It's when you're starting out with too many things going on, you're not able to really nail it and align with it and give it the breath. I'm talking cosmic breath that it needs to take life. But if you do niche down, and I saw this in my own business and practice, I niched down first on my one-on-one sessions. And then I started getting people saying, can you teach me what you do? And I really honed in on my abilities mentorship. And then once I had that down, I thought, I've always wanted to write a book. And the first book wasn't even mine. I was the ghostwriter for a friend. I mentioned this that I love. And I learned everything I could about it. And I niched down on the book. And then it's like over time, you're building these streams that it's like having another kid. You know, first this one, you get stable, you know, you've instilled all the good things in it. It's a little bit more independent, still under your wing, but then you have another baby and you're able to give it your focus and attention. And I was just saying that thinking about what about the people who have triplets? That's what we don't want. We don't want three babies. But it is a little bit like that. And I think keep it in your heart. I say put it on a shelf so that you can see it. But niche down on the first one, nail it, and then let's take this other one. And while this one is strong and steady and growing and you have the right amount of focus, now we do the same thing with this one. And, you know, 10 years into your career, you might have four things that are going really, really well. Better to be 10 years in your career and have four things that are only at 30% each.
Totally. Totally. And you don't have to figure it out in a day. You don't. The more that you just lean into trusting your intuitive abilities and lean into trusting that divine cosmic guidance, you move at the right pace towards your goals and your destiny. And that's where the transformation comes from. That's where the wow factor comes in. And you go, how can some people have so much success? Well, I think it's because they have the right strategies, but they also have the right energy.
And they probably had a long term before you ever knew of them working on it.
Yeah.
How do you feel? I always say, I wish you grow slow. I tell people that. What I wish for you is that you grow slow. But what's your take on that?
I totally agree because I really find with students, they struggle with that though. They struggle with that because our mentality in society is we want a quick fix. We want a quick download. We want instant gratification. And especially when we're working, I'll call it like the spiritual arts, there are so many layers, there's so much depth, and there's such an individual process. We can't manufacture those experiences that in order to really process and allow those experiences to integrate into us, I think it takes time. But I really feel like we need that time to nurture ourselves and to give our desires the opportunity to grow at the right pace, if that makes sense. And I really feel like if we can look at our journey as a journey, not a destination, or put it this way, like look at our path as a journey, not a destination, we're actually going to enjoy the experiences. And I feel like people that are so quick to actually want that instant gratification and want those experiences very, very quickly, they are missing so much of what is to be had in the moment in those experiences. And, you know, especially like when I'm teaching, some people go, well, why is your course like 3 months? I'm like, honey, I've been doing this for 10 years and I'm still learning. Okay. Yeah. This is a foundation. this is a lifelong journey and you have to look at it that way. And if you don't, it's not going to be sustainable. And I think when people are wanting that quick fix, and I'll call it that because that just seems to be something people can understand, you are cutting yourself short. You are not allowing yourself to reach your fullest potential. You are not allowing the divine an opportunity to plant seeds in your life and allow them the opportunity to germinate and to bloom and find their fullest expression. And I feel when people want to rush through things, you're actually cheating yourself. And if you think otherwise, you're deceiving yourself in many respects. People don't like that, but that's okay. I'm going to give it to you. That's my opinion. It's my truth. And you know, if you don't agree with that, no problem. I've seen it countless times in the hundreds of students that I've taught over the years. And I go, you can see the people when they find their place of rest within the journey, within the growth, within the development, how everything in their life shifts, their energy, it becomes more grounded. And then you see the others who are like, okay, well, where's the next step? Okay, tell me what's next? It's always what's next? And they miss out on the fact and the point and the significance of your next is based on what you do now. So you need to be present. You need to be mindful and allow your energy to be focused here. So you're going to be capable of making the most of the next. I kind of went off, but that's how I feel.
I think it's so I can kind of identify with the people who want the fast because I think I would venture to say 9 times out of 10, it's because they're uncomfortable and they think that the result are going to bring comfort. And I get that. But it's like the tree that blows over in the wind because someone took a big tree and planted it in a yard and they don't capture the roots. Like trees naturally grow out underground first for like 5 years. And they barely grow above ground. And then when they're strong and stable, it like happens.
Yeah.
This blossoming. And that's what we kind of want for ourselves versus you think you want the whole tree. But if you don't let those roots, it's like, okay, fine. Plunk the whole tree down in your yard, right?
Yeah.
Roots aren't there. The first storm, they blow over because there's nothing to secure what they, you know, what people think they want. There's the roots aren't there because. Oh, I know you probably have experienced this, but do you remember your first session when somebody was like, no, nothing you're saying is right. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, clear as day, honey.
Yeah. Or I don't know. This doesn't resonate with me. Something like this, right? And it's like, you don't have those roots where you trust and know your connection to spirit. And it's okay. Sometimes we can't connect for people. That's fine.
Yep.
It's going to blow your tree over.
Yeah.
And this can manifest in so many different ways where it's like you have this big giant tree, but the moment something shakes it, if your roots aren't there, that thing's going to blow over and you're going to walk away from all of it. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, countless times. And it's so sad because there's so much potential within people to make those strong connections. And I've seen so many people that have potential. I think everybody has the potential to connect with spirit, Jackie. I think everybody has the potential to develop their intuitive abilities, psychic mediumship abilities, and even take it to a professional level, even though I also don't feel everybody's meant to, right? And that's not an ego thing. I think everybody benefits from that. But I do see where some people, they get so easily discouraged and then they throw in the towel. But those are the same people who throw in the towel in their development that don't take risks, that don't take challenges, and they stay in the same spot. And their life becomes stagnant. They're unhappy and they go, why does this always happen to me? Why am I still here and everybody's moving forward? Because you got to get uncomfortable in order to be comfortable, honey.
Yeah.
Right?
It's that. It's the healing part of it, really. You got to totally. Look at that.
Yeah. Totally. Absolutely. So in closing, what would you say would be like the biggest piece of advice that you could give to people who are listening and who are on the fence of diving into their intuitive abilities and experiencing abundance in all of its forms in their life, and those that are, I'm not sure, they're on the fence.
I think people who are on the fence, I leave on the fence.
Yeah.
I say, the one question I would leave someone on the fence with is, what choices would you make? What would your life look like? How would it be different if you believed in yourself? That's it. I would leave people on the fence with that question. And then if I ever heard from them again, or went back to the fence, I would say, which version of your life do you want? The one here on this fence or the one where you believe in yourself? Because the only way to esteem is through esteemable acts. The only way to confidence is through acts of confidence in self. And so you have to start making decisions. You know, like I love this saying, whatever it's created in, it will be bound in. So if you make a decision created in belief in self, it will be bound in belief in self, because that's the nature of our vibratory realities. So I just leave people to think about that. You know, what would your life look like? What choices would you make if you believed in yourself?
That's what it all stems from. I love that so much, Jackie. Jackie, can you tell us about what you have up and coming and how people can get in contact with you?
So I have 3 annual group programs. One is a business program, one's a write your book program, and one is a connections method where I teach enhancing your abilities. The 1st 2 are sold out or over. The 3rd is still available. And then I offer the one-on-one mentorship with people or single session.
Amazing. And how can people find you?
It is connectionswithjackie.com.
Okay. And do you want to plug your podcast too?
Oh, yeah. Or check me out. You'll be a guest on my podcast here in a couple of weeks. The podcast is also Connections with Jackie.
Amazing. Jackie, thank you so much for being on the show. You have shared so much wisdom and so many gems that I'm actually taking away from. I'm like, oh my God, that is like gold. I love that so much. And it's really important that we have these conversations because there's so many people that are wanting to tap into their intuitive abilities and create success in their life. And you've really given us so much to think about and definitely a lot of value. So thank you for sharing your voice with my listeners today, Jackie.
Thank you for having me on. It was really lovely to be here.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Connected Spirit Podcast. I hope you enjoyed diving into this beautiful conversation. And if you loved what you heard, be sure to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps me reach more people who can benefit from these conversations. Remember, you're not alone in your spiritual journey, so stay connected with me on social media. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram. My handle is @mediumcourtneydawson. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter, The Connected Spirit, and the link is in the show notes. Keep exploring, keep growing, and always remember that there's a greater purpose guiding you on this incredible journey. Until next time, stay connected and embrace the power of your spirit.